This week's parsha in Eretz Yisrael's Parshas Matos. So the parsha begins with the inyan of Nedarim. Nedarim, we know, are things that vows that are really created by one's speech, and the koach of one's speech. And if a person makes a neder, he has to fulfill it. As the pasuk says, Lo yachel devaro, k'chol hayoyitz mipiv yaseh. A person should not profane his words. Everything that comes out of his mouth, he shall do. I heard in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, he said, Lo yachel devaro. A person should not make his language chulin, his words chulin, meaning not live up to his words, not fulfill his words, not say words emes. And if he doesn't, if he's not yachel devaro, then what's going to happen? K'chol hayot mi piviyase. Anything he'll say will be done. The koach of tefillah, the koach of learning, koach of speech, that a person keeps his mouth clean of false promises and nedarim that he can't fulfill, and also other inyanim of speech, lashon hara, nevel peh. So then his speech will have a tremendous koach. So I saw brought down a story about Rav Eliel Lopian Zatzal, the famous mashkiach in Kfar Chassidim, that on Chof Elul Tovshin Chof Ches in 1968, that at the time the Rav Eliel Lopian left Kfar Chassidim because he couldn't give public shiurim anymore, and he moved to Beit Vegan. So he moved to Beit Vegan into a private apartment, and he would go to Yeshiva Kol Torah, and he would give a small I guess vadim and small shiurim because he couldn't really he wasn't well, he couldn't stay in Kfar Chassidim. So one night at around midnight, a bocher passed by the Rav Eliel Lopian's room, and he heard him crying bitterly, crying very intensely. And the bocher told the Rosh Hashiva of Kol Torah that he had heard Rav Eliel Lopian crying. And the Rosh Hashiva went to Rav Eliel Lopian the next day, and he said, I heard that you were crying last night. Very intense cries. So Rav Eliel Lopian told the Rosh Hashiva Kol Torah that the night before he knew that it was his time, that he was going to be taken from this world, he wasn't doing well, that it reached his time to go to Beis Nishamayla, but he still had things to do in this world, and he cried to Hashem, and he davened to Hashem that he should be able to live for another year or two. And so sure enough, he was even though he was very sick, he was zocheh to live actually 2 years to the day. Two more years today, Chof El, 2 years later, he passed away in 1970. So, it was said, where did that koach come from? So, Rav Eliel Lopian used to say that he used to watch his speech, that he mamish was mekayim his words. He never said sheker. He always said emes. And because of that, his koach hatfila was tremendous. And he was able to talk to Hashem in that way, and even though he was supposed to pass away, get himself granted another two years. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz at the Levaya of Rav Eliel Lopian said that 8 years prior to the death of Rav Eliel Lopian, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was diagnosed with a very serious illness in his throat. And basically to heal him, they were going to have to do surgery on his throat and he was not going to be able to speak anymore. So he went to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz went to Rav Eliel Lopian to ask his advice, and Rav Eliel Lopian said, it can't be that the Ribbono Shel Olam would take away the speech of, oh, first of all, he asked Rav Chaim Shmulevitz for his name, his mother's name, and it can't be that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'll just quote the words, it's hard to, I don't want to take responsibility for these words. He said that, Ribbono Shel Olam lo yitain lo Rav Chaim, He can't imagine that the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to take away the Koach HaDibur of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz because there's plenty more Torah and Musar for him to give over to the world. And when so yes, for his mother's name, Rav Eliel Lopian davened for Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and sure enough, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz went to the doctor again. So he said that the throat looks totally different; it can't be the same throat. And the doctor was totally blown away by what had changed. So you see the koach tefillah of Rav Eliel Lopian. Rav Eliel Lopian said that he didn't understand the word we say, Elokai, Nitzor L'shonim Meira. every day in Shemoneh Esrei, at least three times a day, say, Elokai, Kama, my God, Nitzor Lashoni Meira, please help my tongue from speaking bad. So, he says, it's unless we actually try to guard our tongue, we're sort of saying a tefillah shav. It makes no sense. It's like a chutzpah. How can we say to Hashem, Hashem, please guard our tongue, and we're not even trying? Kadosh Baruch Hu can give us the Adat Shemaya, that's true, but we have to take the first step. We have to watch what we say. And obviously, Reb Eliyahu Pian, who lived this way, that he therefore had the tremendous koach habracha, the tremendous koach hatfilah. And that's what people say. And people say that it's brought down, that the more emesdik your speech is, the more there's a kiyum from the things that you say. I also heard the Medrash tells us that when Noach was bringing in the animals to the Teva, so everybody was joining up with their mate, and Sheker, the Medrash says, Sheker didn't have a mate, Sheker had one leg, so who joined up with Sheker? So who joined up with Sheker was Apachta. Apachta means Pachas, like to lessen. It's a lesson, which means that anything a person thinks he's marviach, anything a person thinks he gains by lying, in reality he doesn't gain, because he ends up losing eventually. Because why? Because Sheker had to get married to somebody. He got married to Apachta, and Apachta is something that makes you lose. So when it comes to whether it's MS, whether the importance of our speech is we're talking about MS, or whether we're talking about Lashon Hara or Nivol Peh, the more a person is makpid on the way he talks, the more he'll have koach hatfila. And now, certainly, during the times of the 3 weeks, we're already in the midst of the 3 weeks, we know that one of the reasons of the churban habayis, sinas chinam, etc., this is certainly a time to work on our speech. If we follow the motto of the Igeres HaRamban, right, it's called Varech Benachas. It's called Varech Benachas. Become accustomed to always speak Benachas. Lord, we'll have a proper head start, a proper frame of mind to speak Benachas to people. And of course, oftentimes we can maybe when we're in public, we speak cordially, more pleasantly to people around us outside our homes, but inside the home. The mamish, we mechazik ourselves to what we talk to, whether it's to our spouses, to our siblings, to our parents. The Chofetz Chaim brings down that so many mitzvahs and so many averos can come out from bad speech. So, and most of it certainly is related to bein adam l'chavera. And now is certainly a time to mechazik ourselves bein adam l'chavera. We know the mission of us tells us, lo lecha hamachol mor v'yata ben chorin l'hibot tel mimena. It's not up to us to finish the job. We don't have to worry about the rest of the world being misaking themselves going into 3 weeks. We have to worry about ourselves. It's a big inyan. We have to worry about ourselves. And if a person should be mechazik themselves now during these times, that his speech should be clean. His speech should be positive. His speech should not be negative. And also, not only will he prevent sinas chinam, but based on what we said, lo yachad dvaro kachoser yetzmi piviyase, if he is zahir, if we're careful about how we speak, then our koach hatfila and our koach habracha will only increase exponentially. Have a wonderful Shabbos.